It's time.
Are you doing a bit?
No.
They just killed the Eagles.
For the emergency break of the week.
What do you want to do? You want me to get my freaking knee pads on? All right.
Whoa. Great. Jeez.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Did you like the win?
Dude, do you need another tampon?
Are you positive?
We can get you one.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
This makes for a good team and a good show. I'm just competitive. I want to win.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Well, I don't think we have another bad radio fight to listen to this week, but we do have three candidates. We will play them, and you can vote on them. 888-787-1310. Let's try to do a lot better than we did last week at the Super Bowl, shall we? Candidate number one comes to us from the Hardline, the man known as Mike Reiner, the father of the ticket. The phrase that pays here is President's Day Sale. President's Day Sale. Is that tough to say five times fast? President's Day Sale, President's Day Sale, President's Day Sale. Yeah, kind of. Well, Ryan's had a hard time saying it once.
The annual President's Dale Day Sale, not President's Dale, President's... Damn. Take two in three, two, one. The Sleep Experts' annual President's Day sale is going to be ending soon.
Well, at least it didn't get screamed at by Corby.
Or scream laughed at.
Scream laughed at. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Damn.
Listen to that defeat.
Oh, damn.
All right, there is one Mike Reiner. But not to be outdone, there's one Corby Davidson. You know that... Janine Garofalo joke about the skateboarders never landing a move.
Mm-hmm.
Does Corby ever land a computer segment where he plays something off of his computer without Mino sabotage?
So here is the song. It is called Sugar Daddy. And you tell me if this fits Sturgill. Certainly fits vinyl.
Oh, crap.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Remind
Close
you.
That window.
Why is the same...
That's the problem.
Why is the same porno always on?
You have your niche.
That same Uh-oh. Girl.
Everybody's got Uh-oh. Their kink.
Okay, you ready? And...
Oh, God.
Sorry. Sorry, I like girls that fart. Here we go.
Oh, jeez.
Give me your cord. This is unbelievable.
You're listening to Entertainment News, a daily segment on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM. The Ticket, with host Corby Davidson.
We're going to try
and
this.
Special friend Mike Reiner.
Oh. Jeez. Was that a mess or what? Turns into such a shootout on that show when something goes wrong.
I know. It's always like a moment away from the OK Corral.
Everyone just taking shots at one another. Mino trying to make it worse, yeah. Not helping as a board operator.
It's like that. Was it Reservoir Dogs where they all kind of shot at once at each other?
All right, there's Corby up for another e-break. We can't play that one again. It just takes too dang long.
Well, and plus Corby utters a sentence that no man should ever utter.
No. Yes. No.
Terrible.
Let's act like we didn't hear that.
Mm.
All right. And then the other day, I was accused of sounding like a cartoon character from the greatness of Hanna-Barbera known as Snagglepuss. For those who don't remember what this Pink Panther, but not the Pink Panther, looked like or sounded like, this is what he sounded like back in the day.
George.
Dang it.
George.
Stop it, Jer.
What do you have open on your
Close
computer,
George?
Play it. Is it not playing?
I think you went to the wrong Snagglepuss site.
Yeah.
Are you serious, Jer? Are you messing
with me? I do have it up right now.
And you're not getting anything?
On the radio, yes. I'm not getting anything.
What the flip-flop whipping?
Well, I think Jer has it now.
I've got it up now. Oh.
George, stop it. That's Mino's bit. Stop
Close
it.
That.
Stop it.
We need to get some guys grunting for George's.
Oh, hang on.
This is low tech.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, anyway, you know what's not going
on. He's trying to hold the mic down.
Exit stage left even, that guy.
Mm-hmm. And you did sound kind of snaggle pussy.
Well, let's make that ruling. Let's give a listen and see.
Everything is going to be great, and we're going to win.
It's
going
to be fantastic.
We're going to kick ISIS ass and all this stuff.
You're just not even
going
to believe it.
Right.
How great it's going to be.
And so for those who think he's so different.
Why sound like Snagglepuss all of a sudden?
I don't know.
But those who think he's so different.
Even. I don't even know what I was going to say. No, for those who think he's so different, it's just like the most generic.
It's so funny.
All right, let's listen to it isolated and see if I sounded like Snagglepuss. And so for those. And so for those... Yeah, I guess I do. Stop it, Jer.
George.
I don't have my computer up right
for
now.
Those who think he's so different.
The full version sounded more like Snagglepuss. Yeah.
Do we have the longer version?
Everything is going to be great, and we're going to win.
It's
going to
be fantastic.
We're going to kick ISIS ass and all this.
You're just not
stuff.
Even going to believe it.
Right.
How great it's going to be.
And so for those who think he's so different...
For those who think he's so different,
even. All right.
Oh my goodness.
Well, that's okay. That's an honor because I love Hanna-Barbera cartoons, and Snagglepuss was hilarious. I looked at another clip this morning when he was telling a little duck that his knowledge of ducks was not that strong.
Knowledge. Here, George has that pulled up, too. Let's listen to you.
Stop it!
George.
That's not me! Stop it. You're going to make the mayor mad.
What the hell's going on there?
Stop it. All right, so those are your three candidates, Rhines, Corby, or me. 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, guys. It's Coach Joke coming in for a soft landing with your biggest joke of the day. Would you like to hear one?
Maybe.
This is who?
Coach Jokes.
Coach Jokes. Okay, go.
Here's your joke. Here's your biggest joke of the day. Women's rights.
Okay. Come on.
That's not a vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, Ja. Vaginal slice born.
No. I don't know what the payoff is there. Hi, you're on the ticket.
For the flatulent stylings of Hot Fried Georgie.
It's not an official nickname, sir, but thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, yes, I got a wheelbarrow down here. I'm only asking about $25 for it.
This is not Tradio, but thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Sounds like a good deal.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Corby Fart Porn and Hooter Brown.
Right, it's the same guy again.
Hello, you are on the ticket, AM and FM. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Scott Farrell here, voting for O'Reilly's Auto Parts.
Well, they're never up for an e-brake. They're a fine sponsor here. Hi, you're on the ticket, 1310 and 96.7 FM.
I'd like to vote for George's Bean Dip Underwear.
Ooh, gross. It's not called that, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
How about to vote for George's rusty antiquated...
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Hello, you are on the ticket.
This is Cressman.
Hey, Cressman.
Hey, we got a last spot this morning, or what?
Yeah, you do at 8:45.
And for this morning, I think I'm going to sing a song when you mention me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, what you going to sing?
Oh, he's doing a little Jim Croce there.
Jim Croce.
Nice. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, Gordon. Vaginal Slice Warmborn.
That's him.
That is the original.
Boy, he's...
That guy's a genius.
He's a real genius, isn't he? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Come out on your radio.
Hey, it's Natalie Maines.
Hi.
Commander Dunham, just so you know, love you, go Broncos!
Okay.
We did that bit like 20 years ago.
Hello, you're on Ticket Radio.
Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir.
What's the difference between people in Dubai and people in Abu Dhabi?
I don't know.
People in Dubai don't watch the Flintstones, but people in Abu Dhabi do.
That is the worst joke. Yeah.
Now that's funny. That is funny.
Joke of the week right there. Hi, you're on Get the out. Ticket. Who wins?
Hey, guys. Clay Cooley here. I just want to let everybody know that I also have a President's Day deal. You can slap me first, slap me last. Either way, I'm fading.
Okay. Either way. There's a Ryan's vote. He's fading. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, guys. Shout out to Matt Daddy and responsible vote for Vaginal Slice Borghorn.
Not a candidate. Thanks for the call. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I love you, Georgie. Vaginal Slice Borghorn.
Is that a me vote?
He loves you.
If it is, we have a winner.
Yay.
Let's just say it is. So let's get out of this thing, shall we? I win the emergency break of the week.
Everything is going to be great, and we're going to win. And
it's
we're
going to be fantastic.
We're going to kick ISIS ass, and
you're
all
just not
stuff.
Even going to believe it.
Right?
How great it's going to be.
And so, for those who think he's so different,
why sound like Snagglepuss all of a sudden?
I don't know.
But those who think he's so different, even
I don't even know what I was going to say. No, for those who think he's so different. All right, how many wins is that for
you
me?
You now have 65 wins. You're 13 behind Norman Zika Hitzkus.
He's not going nickname. By that. All right, that is the e-break. Up next, behind the scenes, Gordon, turn off your computer.
George, your computer's
up next, behind the scenes of the NFL Shield.